Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 20th, yep, count it, 20th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, recently, the trade speculation with Ben Simmons has been picking up. We got to break it down here on the CEC. But first, a word from our sponsors. All right, so recently, the topic that we are going to discuss here is Ben Simmons and Ben Simmons alone, basically. I've touched on it a lot in last episode on how Ben Simmons, of course, we all know he needs to get a jump shot, needs to focus on his skill development, blah, 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 blah. And he is doing that. He is skipping the Olympics, not playing for Australia this year, in order to better his skill development. But the Sixers, they have made it clear that they will look at the Ben Simmons trade market, even if there is one, to see if they can get anything out of him, anything good at all. So we're going to look at six possible trade packages that the Sixers could consider if they were to trade Ben Simmons. And mind you, there's a pretty decent market, and this is coming from Sports Illustrated, these trade scenarios. So the first trade scenario we are going to look at is from the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Thunder acquire Ben Simmons, while the 76ers acquire Kemba Walker and a 2022 first-round pick via the Los Angeles Clippers. It is basically a no-brainer that, despite the fact that the Thunder have traded for Kemba Walker this offseason, he is more than likely not going to play a game for them at all because he is not fitting their scheme at all. The Thunder are trying to rebuild. They're trying to reload. And there's no reason that you should add a veteran 30-year-old former All-Star point guard, because I say former All-Star because I don't think Kemba Walker is going to be an All-Star for the rest of his career. So this wouldn't be a bad trade for the Thunder because Ben Simmons does fit their scheme. He is still 24 years old. He could complement Shai Gilgeous-Alexander really well. And with the draft picks that the Thunder could draft in the future, he's still young enough to be part of their plan long term. As for the 76ers, they would be acquiring Kemba Walker, who is he's basically an average point guard at this point. He is not going to be the Kemba Walker of old when he was on the Hornets, giving you a bunch of points a game. He is over 30. He is injury prone. And I don't think that this is a trade that the 76ers would even consider. I hope that they would not even consider this. So this is a pretty bad trade. I grade this a D-, but I don't think that this trade will happen. Now, number two on the list is from the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers would acquire Ben Simmons, of course, while the 76ers would acquire Malcolm Brogdon and TJ Warren. Now, fans are calling TJ Warren a bubble fluke. I would have to agree with them from the 2020 NBA bubble. I don't see this trade making a lot of sense because the Sixers, they're trying to acquire basically an all-star level talent for Ben Simmons. Excuse me. And obviously Brogdon and TJ Warren, they are not those kinds of players that the Sixers are looking for. Malcolm Brogdon, he's pretty solid, but he's not an all-star level talent like Ben Simmons is. Now, mind you that despite Ben Simmons' offensive liability, despite the fact that he is an offensive liability, he is arguably the best defender in the league. I have him over Rudy Gobert. He deserved Defensive Player of the Year over Rudy Gobert. I will say that forever and ever and ever. So, even though Brogdon has improved every single year since he won Rookie of the Year, and he's still a very good scorer and playmaker, I just can't see the Sixers going for this. Brogdon did average over 20 points per game this year. So, and he is a good three-point shooter, if I do say so. So, But I don't think the Sixers will go for this trade. But I rate this one better than Oklahoma City Thunder. I would rate this a C trade. Now, coming in afterwards, the Portland Trailblazers. And it's not the trade that you think. It's not the trade that every Sixers fan wants. I know, we all want Damian Lillard, right? But this trade is suggesting that the Trailblazers and Sixers would trade Ben Simmons straight up for CJ McCollum. This is one of the better trades that I have seen regarding Ben Simmons. But if I were to put together a trade package for the Portland Trailblazers, it would have to be Ben Simmons, either Tyrese Maxey or Matisse Thybulle, Furkan Korkmaz, and 2 to 3 first-round picks. Because the Blazers, they're going to want a lot for Damian Lillard, you know? But honestly, I would take CJ McCollum. It's hard to imagine the Trailblazers would trade CJ McCollum straight up alone for Ben Simmons. But I would take CJ McCollum. He's an over 20 point per game scorer. He is a really good 3-point shooter. He's one of the best 3-point shooters in the league. And he's a consistent 20 points per game scorer, you know? And I think that, honestly, I think he would flourish under Doc Rivers. And if you surround Embiid with... He would be around a lot of shooters, too, with Seth Curry and Danny Green in the starting lineup. And if you surround Embiid with that, that's a pretty good team. But I would go with my trade idea and go for Damian Lillard. Go for the big fish, you know? I believe that if the Sixers got Damian Lillard, that's a finals team right there. That is a finals team right there. The starting lineup of Damian Lillard, Seth Curry, who else? Danny Green, depending on who stays, Matisse Thybulle, and of course, Joel Embiid, the best center in the league. You know, that's a great starting lineup. I would rate this trade, the one with CJ McCollum, I would give that a B. I'm giving that a B. It's still a pretty good trade, but it's hard to imagine them giving him CJ McCollum straight up for Ben Simmons. Now, the next trade coming up, from the Chicago Bulls. I like this trade. Ben Simmons and a 2022 second round pick for Zach LaVine and Thomas Satoransky. Woo! Last year, I really wished that the Sixers traded for Zach LaVine. He is a star in this league. He's a good all-star. He is a very good scorer. He's developed nicely. I think that he would complement Joel Embiid very well. Especially, the Sixers would only be giving up Ben Simmons, really, and only his 2022 second-round pick. That one doesn't really matter. I hope I don't eat my words now because of that. But I like this trade a lot. Thomas Satoransky provides pretty good debt, too. LaVine, he averaged 27 points per game last season on fewer shots. And he's a great 3-point shooter as well. The Sixers sure do need that. He can also hit his free throws, unlike Ben Simmons. But this is a great, great, great trade idea. Obviously, Joel Embiid would be the best player that Zach LaVine has ever played with. And it would definitely be, I would say, a conference finals team. Maybe a finals team, but it's definitely a borderline conference finals team. Coming in next is from the Golden State Warriors. Warriors acquire Ben. The 76ers acquire Andrew Wiggins, a 2022 first-round pick, and a 2023 second-round pick. I don't like this trade, really. Because Ben Simmons, to me, is a better basketball player than Andrew Wiggins. I don't think he's better offensively than Andrew Wiggins, but he's definitely a better defender than Andrew Wiggins, and that's what it's all about. Both sides of the ball. I can't see the Sixers doing this trade, considering that Wiggins is pretty streaky. He is pretty inconsistent still. that's the reputation that he has. He's pretty inefficient. But so is Ben Simmons, but Ben Simmons can also defend. I like, depending on which, depending on what amount of picks the Warriors have, I like the fact that we would be getting a first round pick from them, because they, depending on how Klay Thompson is going to come back, I don't know if Klay Thompson is going to come back as a star player. If he can get back to that star form, I really hope he can. But if he does not, this will, and the Sixers do this trade, then this will help the stock of that pick go up immensely. Like, if they were at where they were this year and the Warriors had a pretty good draft position this year, then it would be good for the Sixers. But I can't see him doing this trade specifically for Andrew Wiggins. So I would grade this trade a C-, actually. C-. Now, the final trade that we're going to be looking at is from the San Antonio Spurs. This is interesting. The Spurs acquire Ben, while the 76ers acquire DeMar DeRozan in a sign-in trade and Lonnie Walker, along with a 2022 first-round pick. Now, this would be a good trade, honestly. But, however, you got DeMar DeRozan on the wrong side of 30 years old, I think. Lonnie Walker, he's a pretty great young player that I think needs more minutes on a team, but he can also provide good bench depth if needed. Now, but I like the 2022 first round pick, because the Spurs, they're necessarily not going to be that great of a team next year. So that pick could end up being in the top 10, I would say. So I kind of like this trade, but once again, I'm going to stress the idea that I believe that the Sixers need to get a star for Ben Simmons. I think that it's Damian Lillard or bust. CJ McCollum or bust, at least. But I like this trade at least. This is probably the number two best trade that I like out of these six. But yeah, hopefully we will see what happens with Ben Simmons this offseason. If he can improve his game, then great, and stay with the 76ers, then great, even better. But if the Sixers do decide to move him, it has to be for Damian Lillard, I think. It has to be for Damian Lillard. We will see. Now, the last thing that I wanted to talk about in this episode is the news just broke today that longtime Philadelphia 76ers broadcaster, play-by-play broadcaster, Mark Zumoff is retiring from broadcasting. Now, if you are a huge 76ers fan, you know who this man is. He has been through it all. He first became the play-by-play TV broadcaster for the 76ers in 1994, and he has been there since. Now, he's now retiring after 27 years. He has seen it all. From the Iverson years to the process now, just recently, of course. And, you know, he has a very long list of zooisms, as they like to call them, of, you know, catchphrases that he likes to say, you know, turning garbage into gold. Hold on a lot. We're coming in for a landing. And, you know, other things like healthy three, and he buries it. You know, it's just Mark Zumoff, he is a Philadelphia icon. He is obviously, he's the voice of the 76ers. And this was unexpected too. He broadcasted his last Sixers game and us fans didn't even know it. You know, I would have liked to have seen him go out with a ring, though, if he was going to retire. He is currently 65 years old. But it's just, this news has really caught all of us fans off by surprise. It's just sad news for Philadelphia 76ers fans, but we wish Mark Zumoff the best in retirement. He is irreplaceable. And that's all there is to say. He is just irreplaceable, turning garbage into gold. He is the voice of the Philadelphia 76ers. Good luck in retirement, Mark. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. We will be putting out new episodes every Tuesday now, so be sure to stay tuned for that. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Have a great day.